live and local with Monica J on 92.3 FM and 99.1 FM Talk.
It's the Monica J Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. Thanks for being here today. Talk and text 884-9910 and giving you a little push from General Flynn this morning. Meanwhile, the Biden regime, ooh, I think they stole that from me. The Biden regime has allowed over 1 million unvaccinated illegal aliens across the southern border and still pouring in. And over 100,000 unvaccinated military-age Afghans fly into our country, spreading them everywhere in the dark of night. Madness. Find your inner fortitude and stand up for your constitutional rights. Think about that. If this were a true pandemic, listen to the words that they use. And then it wakes you up on, what's really going on. This is a tweet that was sent out by Candace Owens. The Biden administration is attempting to empower the IRS to monitor every single withdrawal, deposit, and transaction you make from your personal banking accounts, PayPal, Venmo, etc. Separately, he wants to force vax you. Everything they lied and said Trump was, Biden is. Including, giving our country away. Bagram Air Force Base, a name a lot of people are familiar with, will soon be occupied by the Chinese military because they are working with the Taliban. Bagram Air Force Base. 20 years of American soldiers being lost. Trillions of dollars of your taxpayer dollars. And we don't have to be doing this. We don't have to be fighting amongst each other. This is about oil and, they say it's for the oil. We've got oil in this country. Let's protect this country and those who cannot protect themselves. I crack up every time I see one of those coexist bumper stickers. You can't coexist when there's this much evil, not only in the world, but in this country. The people who have been elected to do our bidding are now playing against us and have been since the 50s, even before that. You are seeing the culmination around us of a long, planned out event. This is coming out of Fox News this morning from Michael Lee. Biden plan for forced vaccinations doesn't include illegal immigrants. About 30% of illegal immigrants detained at the border refuse to be vaccinated. They have no problem with that. They said that they weren't going to force vaccinations. I'll get the soundbite of Biden saying it. He's not for mandates. But there is not one thing that this administration has said that hasn't been a lie. From the top down. Thank goodness that there are some people that are still willing to call it out. Where are all the others? Why is Rand Paul the lone voice in the Senate who is calling this out, who is calling Dr. Fauci a liar to his face. When we have the lies, we have the video, we have the audio tape of what these guys are saying. It's unbelievable. But you better believe it. Look at Australia. All you have to do is find the news out of Australia of what they're doing. The Prime Minister, wow, talk about a slip. The Prime Minister even called it the New World Order. And the media jumped on that immediately, not to bring it to the people. The media jumped on it immediately to debunk it. To say, oh, it was a slip. It was, you know, she didn't mean to say that. No, I think she meant to say it. And more people are saying it. And more people are waking up. And that's what people have to do. And you can see exactly what's going to happen to this country just by watching Australia. But to keep us safe, to keep us in the fight, especially here in Nevada, is our next Attorney General. Please welcome to the program Sigal Shtaa, who is, she's a fighter. She already won to get our churches back open. And she's got a lot of other cases coming to protect us. Sigal, thank you so much for taking time out of your meeting to join the program. This mandate for forced vaccinations, you had a pretty powerful message for AG Aaron Ford.
Good morning, Monica. It's nice talking to you. How you doing?
I'm up to here. I'm up to here with this frustration about the constitutionality that these people don't care about.
No, they don't. And you know that I've actually sent a few tweets the past 48 hours that I have yet to receive a response. And it's very interesting because I think the current Attorney General has a responsibility to the state of Nevada to take a position, and his constituents deserve it. And so do I. We all deserve it. I anticipate that he is lock and step with Biden's mandate. I wouldn't be surprised, but, you know, I mean, I'm absolutely against it. I'm so happy to see that we've got AGs across the country like General Paxton, General Wilson, General Brnovich. You know, they're pouncing on this. I anticipate a lawsuit, if not today, probably early next week from the AGs. So,
what do you tell people who hear this news immediately and now they're stressed and they're worried that they're going to lose their job?
You know, unfortunately, we have a president that is running the country tyrannically. We have a governor that is probably, like I said, and an AG that are both going to be lock and step with this. You know, this is an evolving area of the law, and right now there's nothing that could be done except file these lawsuits and, you know, maybe get the Supreme Court to take a look at this and really expedite any kind of resolution. I mean, it's unfortunate, but this is part and parcel of having these Democrats in office.
So what do you tell to people? Because I get this a lot, that, you know, quit or be fired.
Unfortunately, look, I don't want to encourage anybody to walk off the job. People need to feed their families. The problem is that they are put in this precarious position. And Monica, Nevada's got the 50th highest unemployment rate. Mm-hmm. You know, we can't mess around with people's jobs and start issuing mandates and start threatening people's jobs. Nevada is so far from recovery on the employment front that, you know, I really don't know what this administration is thinking. I don't know what this governor is thinking. I really don't understand. And, you know, like I said, I mean, I've been saying this a lot. If the attorney general is not doing things to protect Nevadans' rights, they need to fire him, and they need to change that in the 2022 election.
It just seems so hard for people to wait that long. But I tell people, hey, stand your ground and let them fire you, because then maybe you have grounds for a wrongful termination lawsuit.
You know, and that is a possibility. Again, it's a slippery slope. But unfortunately, in order to have standing to challenge this kind of mandate as a citizen, you do have to be fired. Because otherwise, you know, there's nothing much that can be done. You haven't incurred any damages. So, it is a slippery slope. And, you know, it's very disheartening. I've also been getting phone calls, you know, as a lawyer. What do we do? What position are we put in? And it is. It's disheartening. It's unfortunate. And I feel so bad for the people that are, you know, in the sphere that this affects them.
Well, especially for the state workers. I mean, this Joey Gilbert working on the lawsuit against the state because on behalf of the Nevada Department of Corrections workers, on behalf of the state workers, because we're having a Nevada Board of Health meeting today, that I think their minds are pretty much already made up that they're going to be pushing this mandate on the state workers. And they have to know that people are out there fighting for them. And I think Northern Nevada especially, and all of Nevada, needs to know that you're fighting for us. How can people support your campaign and find out more about you for Attorney General? Because you are the replacement.
Correct. I am the replacement, and I am the law and order candidate, and I'm the candidate that has been taking Aaron Ford to court over the past year and a half. So the best way to replace Aaron Ford is really to replace him with the attorney that is constantly challenging these mandates and constantly working on behalf of the people of the state. The best thing to do is go to my website, chataFornevada.com. I do face an uphill battle. George Soros is pouring a ton of money. I've got DAGA pouring a ton of money behind Ford. This is an expensive race. I need every dollar that could possibly be given to flip this seat and flip the state red.
I'm right there with you, and we will do whatever we can to get you those dollars and get you in that seat. So, Sigal Chadha, thank you so much for joining me. I know you got a meeting you got to get back into, but I appreciate your time and putting up the fight for this.
Thank you so much, Monica. I'll talk to you soon.
Thanks, Sigal.
99.1 FM Talk. Remember,
on September the 11th, enemies of freedom committed an act of war against our country.
I know that my father, he wouldn't have just left them. He wouldn't have just left everyone behind. He would have looked for his workers. He would have helped people.
Each of us will remember what happened that day and to whom it happened. We'll remember the moment the news came, where we were, and what we were doing.
I can't find anybody from 5 rescues and 7 squads. And
we got a building collapse with officers possibly trapped in the train station.
Some will remember an image of a fire or a story of rescue. Some will carry memories of a face and a voice gone forever.
He absolutely saved my life, and he had training as a firefighter. The idea of him coming back up and saving me is like just totally incredible. What a hero.
And I will carry this. It is the police shield of a man named George Howard, who died at the World Trade Center trying to save others. It was given to me by his mom, Arlene, as a proud memorial to her son.
We lost people that have given over 40 years.
They should have been here already. The rig is not back. They're not back.
should have been back.
It is my reminder of lives that ended in a task that does not end.
For too long, the world has just shrugged its shoulders at terrorism. But we now know that none of us as Americans can avoid that terrorism unless we take strong action against it.
We got one half of 13 George unaccounted for. We got 6 World Trade, 7 World Trade, and the North Tower. We got reports of officer strategy.
The firemen, police women, volunteers, men and women from all over America and other countries were there together, working to recover from this horrible, horrible incident.
The horror of it all is all the first alarm, second alarm, third alarm, fifth alarm companies. They're all in there.
We have suffered great loss. And in our grief and anger, we have found our mission and our moment.
Shock was days ago, and trembling and fear was 2 days ago, and now it's I'm angered, and I want to get back in there and try to save.
I know there are struggles ahead and dangers to face, but this country will define our times, not be defined by them.
My brother works in the 91st floor, and he's unaccounted for at this time.
There was no people to be seen. Even the dogs couldn't find people.
As long as the United States of America is determined and strong, this will not be an age of terror.
I drove down the West Side Highway, and there were people cheering, and it just, I think it rose everybody. It elevated everybody's spirits at that time. And there's some fine people down there, the finest people I've ever seen trying to help.
And I want to say one more thing. Osama bin Laden, you can kiss my Royal Irish ass.
Brought to you by the Blue Star Moms of Northern Nevada and the Evans Broadcast Company.
This is where Nevada comes to hear and talk about the news. 99.1 FM Talk, KKFT.
It's the Monica Jay Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. And the best thing that you can do for yourself on this beautiful Friday, we've got this blue sky out, we've got the smoke out of the way for a little bit, is just take a deep breath. Just take it in through your nose and blow it out through your mouth. You've got things coming at you from every single direction. Your job, your health care, your friends, because friends and family are fighting amongst each other. But you know what? We have to be positive. We have to keep that strength and positivity, because you know when you listen to a negative song, when you listen to a depressing song, we get depressed. When we listen to upbeat music, we get upbeat. It's the same thing with taking in the problems around us. We stay positive that we're going to get through this. We will get through this, and we do it together. So I thank you for being here. I thank you for all your encouraging words that you send me. But really, this is the greatest country in the world, and people are looking at us to make sure we keep it together.
Because the flag still stands for freedom, and they can't take that away. And I'm proud to be an American, where at least I know I'm free. And I won't forget the men who died, who gave that right to me. And I gladly stand up next to you and defend her still today, 'cause there ain't no doubt I love this land. God bless the USA.
He did bless the USA. He made us that light. You look at what's going on in Australia, in the UK, New Zealand, and you will see exactly what they are going to be doing here. But we're not going to let them. Because you know what? We're the many. They are the few. And we are the ones who they're afraid of. And I'm not talking about picking up arms. I'm just talking about standing up for yourself and your rights, your God-given rights. your right to make a living and not have things forced upon you, not have mandates for a poison put in your system that hasn't been tested. It hasn't had its 3 trials. It hasn't been tested on animals. Well, another version was, but the animals died, and we know that. We've had pharmaceutical company whistleblowers. We've had insiders all come out. All the media does is try to debunk them and make them look like they're crazy or they've got a vendetta. You know, if that was one person, maybe 2 people getting together, that might be something to look at. But you've got thousands upon thousands, tens of thousands. I think the number is like 58 now. Thousands, scientists, doctors, professionals coming out and saying that this isn't right. We will see the Nuremberg Trials 2.0 come back again. But we have to stand strong and stick together. If somebody is coercing you, intimidating you, contact me. If you are not being treated for COVID, if you need to know where to go, contact me. I had it on my webpage, but we had to do some stuff with the website and it got blown out. Everything that I had put on from last Thursday got blown out, so I'll put it up there again. But I know the doctors where you can get the prophylaxis, where you can get the treatment. Yeah, it's costly, but you know what? Make plans to make payments. Do something. Do a GoFundMe. Because the hospitals aren't doing anything. If anything, the hospitals are making it worse because the force, the intimidation they're putting on their doctors and their nurses, they're losing staff. That's why it seems like the hospitals are overwhelmed. Sure, people are being admitted to the hospitals, but they're being admitted for other reasons. You can find all this information out for yourself. Don't go through the mainstream media. Look up the hospital administrations. It's easy to do. I'll even send you the links if you want. Just make up your own mind and don't let somebody else coerce you. Speaking of doctors and all that good stuff, coming up after the Fox News break, we've got a very special doctor, Dr. Fred Simon, running for governor of the great state of Nevada. And we are a great state. We are battle-born. And we're in the battle of our lives right now, and we need good people fighting for us. And that's Dr. Fred Simon. We are looking forward to the weekend, and it all starts, well, whenever your state of mind brings it to you, because this might actually be somebody's Monday. But like I said, weekend is a state of mind. It's the Monica Jay Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk, and I've said it before, and I will continue to say it. People who wait until March to file or to let people know that they're actually running for office, in my opinion, have something to hide. You should be talking to candidates right now. You should be getting to know people, know their philosophy, know their policy, know their morality. I know this guy, and that's why he has my full support. Joining me right now is Dr. Fred Simon. Dr. Simon, thank you. So, Freddie, how about that?
I love it.
That's the thing. You know, so many. Sisolak is going to be in town touring the fire damage. What do you think about what's been going on in Nevada and California with these fires? Is there something that our elected representatives could have actually done?
100%. Billions of dollars come from the federal government to take care of our forests and our environment. And billions of dollars went elsewhere. The forest is just full of kindling wood. These fires occur naturally and have for generations, but they're small fires. All of these big fires are subsequent to mismanagement and incompetence of government, period. It's that simple. You know, most of these problems in government aren't as complex as these people try to make them. And they don't like simple solutions because they want a convoluted government to tax us enormous amounts of money so that they can do the shell game and utilize it for governmental projects and for their own pockets. And it's been that way forever. And it's about time we stand up and say, no, we're going to reverse this. We're going to bring money back to the citizens by proper management of government. When you get elected to the governorship, you have to show management skills and put a management team together and run it like a business.
You know, you brought up a great point, and that is the shell game. Removed from our wallets is thousands upon thousands of dollars for the state of Nevada. Yeah, we don't have a state income tax, but we're taxed up the wazoo for everything else. We're taxed, you know, way overtaxed for gas. That's why we see it rise so quickly here. We're, you know, taxed for our property. We've got a huge sales tax. And yet we seem to always be scrambling for money, and they play the shell game. You know, there was money set aside for the Dieter computer system, but it was used elsewhere. Is that something, when elected governor, that you would contemplate?
Absolutely not. It'll all be very transparent. Let's look at the shell game of education. Now, imagine going to the Olympics, and you're the country, and you're 28th in the world in education, but one of your states is 49th out of 50. That's Nevada. How would you, when you get up to get your medals as 28th in the world, and then you're the 49th out of 50, you're losers. We're not winning in education in the world. So that's why we're having the September 19th March rally for school choice. And to hit on this vicious propaganda of racial hate by critical racial theory. So here's what the true thing is. The unions and the schools don't want school choice because they can't compete. They don't want charter schools and religious schools because they can't compete. They can't compete with homeschooling, who does a much better job of getting their kids educated.
Which, by the way, is up close to 38%.
There you go. And they're afraid of losing their money, the shell game. So all of these funds go into education, and we're still 49th out of 50. It's time to stop this. So we're holding this big rally Sunday, September 19th, in the plaza, downtown Reno, starting at 10 a.m. We're going to make it fun, but we're also going to have really distinct, prominent speakers in education and on critical race theory. And we're going to raise our voices and tell them, you know what? Number one, stop the indoctrination of children. And number two, give us our money back. You failed. Money doesn't make education better.
No, it doesn't. And that's interesting, bringing up critical race theory, because as a lot of people just saw, another beautiful, amazing statue was taken down of Robert E. Lee. And not only is it being put into storage, it's actually being destroyed, being put into storage. It's being cut into three pieces. I was like, okay, so not even just because of a piece of art, but piece of history. Because Robert E. Lee was an amazing strategist. So people lose that knowledge that they were also brilliant people way back when. But they want to change our history that people don't learn about the actual people. You know what? We've done bad things in the past. I'll be the first to admit that. But don't we learn from the past and learn from our mistakes?
I agree with you, but look at what's happening in real time in healthcare. Look at the cancel culture that's occurring by the Biden administration and Sisolak trying to remove literature, ideas, thoughts contrary to this quote-unquote pandemic. There isn't a second voice out there. And when there is, like Robert Malone, who created the RNA virus, they're removing his literature, his information from the internet. So we have a huge problem that goes across education, healthcare, and just the basic existence of the information we get every day. This is one of the most critical times in American history.
Can I ask you to make a promise and a pledge right here and now when elected that the Nevada medical, the state health director, will actually have a license to practice medicine in Nevada?
Well, guess what? Your governor will. And I... they got another thing coming after I get into the governorship. I mean, we don't even have doctors out in rural community. I mean, it's just unbelievable what has happened. We'll get into Obamacare down the line during this particular gubernatorial race. But we will not only have a person running healthcare with a Nevada license, we're going to have somebody who has the competence and the education and the training to make sure that we improve the status of where we're at. We will put physicians out in the rural communities. We will get our doctors educated in our system and have them have a clause to be able to serve Nevada like they should when they get an education. And we'll just make it all better. But yet, cancel culture is the big problem right now across the spectrum of Nevada.
You know, this is so funny. Somebody just sent me this. Steve Sisolak just tweeted out, some of you might not know this, but when I travel around the state, I fly Southwest Air. So if you see me, say hello. And if I'm lucky enough to sit next to you, talk to me about how you and your family are doing. I'll even share an armrest. What happened to those private jets that we spent so many millions upon millions of dollars for?
Yeah, don't you like these elite? It's the shell game. Here's a perfect deal. We're geopolitically doing a shell game on how we travel around the country and in the state of Nevada. It's pathetic. It's all about the money. Nobody wants to manage this state. They just want to go around and be buffoons.
Yeah, and boy, we definitely have a buffoon going around right now. One other thing before I let you go, let's talk about September 19th once again so everybody gets it on their calendar.
Yeah, it's a march and a rally for school choice and to protest the propaganda of critical race theory. And it's starting at 10 a.m. again, September 19th in City Plaza, 10 North Virginia Street, downtown Reno. And we're going to have fun. It's not a political event. It's actually an event to discuss and expose the information, the disinformation that we're getting.
And it's an event for the family to come together. There's going to be bounce houses. There's going to be food trucks. There's going to be great speakers. There's going to be booths of a bunch of different candidates, of a bunch of different organizations where you can get even more information. So it really is, you know, go to church and then come on down to the believe sign, because we do have to believe that this is going to get better.
It is going to get better, and we're going to power our way through this baloney.
Absolutely. Dr. Fred Simon, thank you so much for joining me. And you have a fantastic weekend. and be safe.
Thank you. I appreciate the support on this rally. Talk to you again.
Yeah, speaking of support on the rally, I'll be there. I'll be one of the speakers on media bias and citizen journalism. How you can protect yourself and your family by knowing the facts, knowing what's going on. Do you even hear on this September 11th as we memorialize what happened 20 years ago, that there are still questions, that there are still investigations going on to what really happened? Yeah, you don't hear a lot about that in the media. But you can if you look at the lawsuits, if you look at the family members who say, no, something's up. You're not being honest with us. Honesty really is the best policy. It's the Monica Jay Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk.
We grieve together for every mother and father, sister and brother, son and daughter who was stolen from us at the Twin Towers, the Pentagon, and here in this Pennsylvania field. We honor their sacrifice by pledging to never flinch in the face of evil and to do whatever it takes to keep America safe. In the wake of the September 11th attacks, courageous Americans raced into smoke, fire, and debris in Lower Manhattan, the Pentagon, and a field in Shanksville, Pennsylvania. The whole world witnessed the might and resilience of our nation in the extraordinary men and women of the New York Fire Department and the New York Police Department. Earlier this year, we fully reauthorized the Victims Compensation Fund to the tune of billions and billions of dollars. When the World Trade Center came down, I saw something that no place on earth could have handled more beautifully, more humanely than New York. And the cleanup started the next day, and it was the most horrific cleanup probably in the history of doing this and in construction. I was down there, and I've never seen anything like it.
I've seen two huge 110-story buildings that are reduced to rubble, thousands and thousands of lives. I just got to see something that I've never seen before. I have hundreds of men inside working right now, and we're bringing down another 125 in a little while, and they've never done work like this before.
We come here in the knowledge that we cannot erase the pain or reverse the evil of that dark and wretched day. But we offer you all that we have, our unwavering loyalty, our undying devotion, and our eternal pledge that your loved ones will never, ever be forgotten.
Never forgotten. Not only the men, women, and children from the field, from the towers, from the Pentagon, but also from the war following, from Afghanistan. Our latest 13, the incredible 13. But as we remember all of them, remember those who are still fighting for their lives as well. All those who are in hospitals right now. We focus a lot on the 13, and we should, who were killed, who were murdered by the same people who attacked us. But those who are lying in hospital beds right now, fighting to survive. Hopefully we don't see that 13 increase. So send them your prayers. We've got a lot of things coming up. September 17th, Constitution Day. There will be a rally at the Capitol Complex, 4 p.m., to celebrate the Constitution of this country. Our Constitution is what is keeping us safe. It is what is keeping us from being Australia. And it is hanging on by a thread. It is hanging on, and we will build it back. Ugh, boy, that sounded a little too close to build back better from the UN and the New World Order and the World Economic Forum. Do that as part of your remembrance tomorrow for September 11th. Find the underlying and real reason of why we are going through all of this. And it's easy to find. At a rally at the Believe sign a few weeks ago, a woman came up to me and I kind of blew me away a little bit because she started to cry and was hugging me and telling me, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. You opened my eyes. I started doing my own research. She started going through the stories. She started looking at the stories that were released with a different vision. And then she tried to go and find the information for herself. And she did. And she woke up to what was going on around her. That's what I'm here for. To encourage you to find the facts out for yourself. Don't listen to me. Don't trust every word I say. Don't listen to Lars Larson. Don't listen to, you know, everybody else out there. Everybody has their own opinions. The things they believe in. So do your research, especially on all of our candidates. I don't like to talk ill of people, but just wait until we get into the heavy interviews, because I've got some very serious questions for Joe Lombardo that he's not going to like. And those are the questions you need to ask. The ones that aren't going to be popular for the actions that they've done in the past. I expect people to do it to me. This is a time of awakening. Be safe, keep your eyes open, and know that I love you. I'll talk to you Monday.